知行学习网随身英语课堂。大家好，这一期节目继续我们的 50 First Dates 50次初恋。爱情是带了刺的玫瑰，苦痛与甜蜜总是相伴相随。自从 Henry 与 Lucy 一见钟情后，每天他都要 Lucy 去的小酒吧等待再一次的邂逅。可是使 Henry 不解的是， Lucy 不认识他了。Lucy 每天都会做他的蛋糕屋，依然坐在窗边，每次还是最后一块蛋糕，弄得他双眉紧蹙，不知如何是好。Henry 每次都会去帮他，想尽办法让他重新认识他，却始终没有第一次幸运。一次两次他坚持着，接下来会发生什么呢？听下面一段你便会恍然大悟了。
You follow me. Wait, what's going on? I was getting around with you. What's happening? Is she crazy or something?
Lucy is a very special person, very different from other people.
Okay.
About a year ago, Lucy was in a terrible car accident. She and her father went up North Shore to get a pineapple.
That you have the most beautiful thing.
Lucy suffered a serious head injury. She lost her short-term memory.
So she can't remember anything?
No. She has all of her long-term memory. That's a different part of the brain. Her whole life, up to the night before the accident, she remembers. She just can't retain any new information. It's like her slate gets wiped clean every night while she sleeps.
Hold on here. This sounds like something I would tell a psycho girl so she would stop calling me. Am I the psycho girl?
I wish I was making this up. She has no memory that she ever met you.
What about the pineapple picking thing?
She says that every day because each morning she wakes up thinking it's October 13th of last year. She comes here for breakfast because that's what she did on Sundays, and October 13th was a Sunday. She has no idea it's more than a year later.
She reads the newspaper, though.
It's a special paper her father puts on their porch every night. It's from the day of her accident. He got hundreds of them printed up. Lucy does the same thing every day.
听完之后，大家知道原因了吧？原来 Lucy 出了一场车祸，得了部分失忆症。所谓部分是说她只能记得出车祸之前的事，以后的生活她就每天重复同样的事情。请仔细听。
You follow me. Wait, what's going on? I was getting around with you. What's happening? Is she crazy or something?
You follow me. 当 Henry 再一次去酒吧找 Lucy 的时候，被店主轰了出来。店主是 Lucy 爸爸的好朋友，受其托付照顾保护 Lucy 不被别人欺负。You follow me. 你跟我出来。Henry 不知所措。What's going on? 怎么回事？这是一句频率很高的口语。发生了什么事？ I was kidding around with you. 我只是跟你开玩笑而已。 Kidding, 玩笑。 I'm just kidding. 我只是开个玩笑。 Henry 还是想问个明白。 What's happening here? Is she crazy or something? 这里到底发生了什么事？她是疯了还是傻了？看看店主会说什么？到底 Lucy 是怎样一个人？
Lucy is a very special person, very different from other people.
Okay.
About a year ago,Lucy was in a terrible car accident. She and her father went up North Shore to get a pineapple.
Lucy is a very special person, very different from other people. Lucy 是一个很特别的人，跟其他任何人都不一样。店主要讲的故事就要开始了。About a year ago, Lucy was in a terrible car accident. She and her father went up North Shore to get a pineapple.记得小时候一听老师讲故事，第一句话总是很久很久以前，翻成英语是 long long time ago。 这里也是一样，一件事开始 about a year ago， 一年前。 Lucy was in a terrible car accident， 相信这句话大家都能听懂。 car accident 车祸， A terrible car accident, 一场可怕的车祸。英语新闻里经常会听到这个词。Lucy 是在和她爸爸去采菠萝的途中发生了车祸。Pineapple, 菠萝，这里又多了一个水果类的词，别忘了归类哦。下面我们继续往下听。
My father broke some ribs, but Lucy suffered a serious head injury. She lost her short-term memory.
So she can't remember anything?
No. She has all of her long-term memory. That's a different part of the brain. Her whole life, up to the night before the accident, she remembers. She just can't retain any new information. It's like her slate gets wiped clean every night while she sleeps.
Hold on.
这段大家能听懂多少呢？这还是店主在叙述 Lucy 的情况，我们一起来看看。Her father broke some ribs, but Lucy suffered a serious head injury. She lost her short-term memory. 她父亲摔伤了肋骨，而 Lucy 遭受了严重的脑震荡，她失去了短暂性的记忆功能。这里有个重要的词 ，suffer， 遭受、经历、忍受。在这里我们看到 suffer 直接跟的是 a serious head injury， 做宾语。它还可以做不及物动词使用，常与 from 搭配 ，suffer from。比如说 ，she was suffering from a headache， 她正在经受头痛之苦。Henry 问道 ，So she can't remember anything？ 那么她不记得任何事情了吗 ？No. She has all her long-term memory. That's a different part of the brain. 不，她还有长期记忆，那是大脑的另一部分。是不是不明白 long-term memory 是什么意思？店主解释道 ，Her whole life up to the night before the accident, she remembers. She just can't retain any new information. 在出车祸那晚以前的事，她都记得，她只是不能记住任何新的信息。试想想，要是这样的事发生在自己身上，那真是太可怕了 ，too horrible. It's like her slate gets wiped clean every night while she sleeps.他当天的记忆会在他每天睡觉的时候被抹得一干二净。Wipe, 擦去。She has no memory that she ever met you. 他已经不记得曾经遇见过你了。听了这些，如果你是 Henry, 会怎样想？喜欢的女孩已经完全不记得自己了，在失望之余，该选择坚持还是放弃？难呢。
What about the pineapple picking thing?
She says that every day because each morning she wakes up thinking it's October 13th of last year. She comes here for breakfast because that's what she did on Sundays, and October 13th was a Sunday. She has no idea it's more than a year later.
She reads the newspaper, though.
It's a special paper her father puts on their porch every night. It's from the day of her accident. He got hundreds of them printed up. Lucy does the same thing.Every day.
What about the pineapple picking thing? 那关于摘菠萝的事呢？ She says that every day because each morning she wakes up thinking it's October 13th of last year. 她每天都想着那件事，因为每天早晨一醒来，她认为今天就是去年的10月13日。原来 Lucy 每天都生活在去年的10月13日。She has no idea it's more than a year later.她完全没有概念，现在已经是一年后了。She reads the newspaper. It's a special paper her father puts on their porch. 她读的报纸都是她爸特地收集的同一天的报纸。在这里 ，special paper 是指去年的10月13日的报纸。He got hundreds of them printed. 他印了成百上千份。Hundreds of 成百上千。Lucy does the same thing every day. Lucy 每天做着同样的事。这是件多么可怕的事啊！每天做同样的事，你想过没有？该有多么枯燥乏味？而 Lucy 却乐在其中，因为她完全没有意识。这一遍听完，对初恋50次有所了解了吧？男女主人公的爱情会怎样发展呢？酸甜苦辣尽在 Fifty First Dates， 请继续听我们下一期的节目。下次见，更多精彩请登录 www.afterclass.cn。下面是一则通知，请用麦克风录下一句您的圣诞寄语，30秒之内，纯英文或中英文都可以，发至123tougao@163.com， 也就是投稿的拼音拼写。我们将偏期一期圣诞特别版，并在圣诞前后于知行英语网络电台滚动播出。如果您没有录音设备或不方便录音，您不妨给我们发一句你想说的话， 我们也会将其制作成音频播出，请别忘记附上您的网名哦。